Ladies and gentlemen, isn't that just gorgeous? Sunday morning, bells rippling through the air. Actually, that sounds a bit odd.
No, it doesn't. Does it not? It's quite poetic.
Rippling.
I quite like that.
You quite like that. Bells rippling through the air. Okay.
Yeah, I do.
It's Remembrance Sunday. It's the 10th of November. Fee tells me that they are playing a muffled...
Half-muffled ringing.
How did they muffle the bells?
Oh, you'll have to add Hodgson.
Oh, right.
But don't put an E in his surname.
No, because he'll get cross.
Because he doesn't like that. Because okay. It's not right.
Okay.
To be honest, you wouldn't like it. You know, no, if someone missed out the H in your name...
It's true.
That'd be annoying, wouldn't it?
I didn't know, so...
I should have checked with me.
I should have checked with you, that's true. Fair enough. Maybe, you know, we heard them doing stuff to the bells on Friday.
Mm.
Maybe they were muffling them. However they do it.
No, I don't think so. I think it's that when you ring, because they go... I think they go... They ring one way when they're not muffled and the other way when they are.
Oh, right, okay.
And they've done something that muffles them and I don't remember what it is. And Andrew's told me before and I've forgotten. So... probably need to either wait for Andrew to tell us or go on Wikipedia. Or both.
Maybe both. But anyway, I'm enjoying this. This is nice, it's relaxing. If it could be like this every Sunday, I'd be fine. I think the fact that they seem to have got bell ringers in who can ring bells in time helps.
Yeah, well, it would be... a bit disrespectful, wouldn't it, if it was Remembrance Sunday and they didn't, and they were going clang, bang, clang, like they were last
time. Yeah, no, absolutely.
It was a bit rubbish.
It was, with all due respect to the lovely bell ringers of Richmond.
Oh, I'm sure they're really nice people, but they need to practice their bell ringing.
And preferably not here.
Somewhere else.
You must be able to get electric bell ringing sets. Can you just go somewhere else and do that?
Well, they have in Worcester, I know, in Worcester Cathedral, so yeah, they could go there.
Yeah, good idea.
It's quite a long way. There's probably one in London somewhere.
In fact, I'll even give you £5 towards the train fare.
£5? Yeah. It's not going to cover it, really.
No. That's true.
So, Andrew, where else do they have electric bells? Do they have them in London? We could sort of find out for them and... post a little note to the church door and say, for the ordinary time bell ringers.
Ordinary time bell ringers, that's a mouthful.
Well, I don't know what else you'd call them.
Or maybe it's an earful.
Maybe, ooh, something's going beep beep now.
Oh dear. Maybe it's a bomb.
It sounds more like a mobility scooter or something.
Hey, how odd.
And Booville, we haven't got the window open this morning because it's freezing! Raining!
Dearest Boo people, as you'll know from some previous years, I sometimes go to the Cenotaph on Remembrance Sunday and freeze my back off.
Just your back?
Just my back. I was saying to Fee that I always feel... bit guilty. It gets to the bit just past the National Service, gets to the march past, and so you have all these veterans of various conflicts, some of them fairly elderly, marching past, who've stood there all that time, and there's me with my back. Oh, my back hurts! I can't stand up anymore!
It's alright, though.
What a wimp I am.
Yeah, but you're old now, though.
Oh, yeah, I'm old, that's true. Yeah.
Because now you're 30.
And they did, you know, in fairness, those people, they did have, you know, strict military training and stuff, and they were probably taught how to stand up straight.
Well, yeah, but for quite a lot of them, that was a long time ago.
They probably like still remember, 50s. They probably practice it every morning now they stand up to attention.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm not going today. but I wish everybody well who is going. And I think it's meant to be a nice day today, actually. It'd be sunny. A bit chilly, though.
Just a bit.
Just a bit. How do you know you haven't been out?
Yeah, I don't need to go out. It's chilly in here.
What? In here?
Yeah, like, feel my arm. Chilly.
Chilly, it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hot chilly or medium chilly?
Just chilly.
Chilly, chilly.
Yeah.
Chilly, 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 chilly.
I wonder if someone can tell us what the name of that group is that did Ruby, Ruby, Ruby and I Predicted Riot.
Not Chilly, 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 Chilly.
No, that's just your version, which is quite funny. Then please do, because I can't for the life of me remember the name of that group.
I Predict a Riot. I can't remember how the rest of it goes.
A riot, a riot. I Predict a Riot. A riot.
Oh, very good, Fee. Knew I could count on you. I don't think they did it quite so high, though.
Did they not go, I predict a riot, a riot, a riot?
I think they should have done, though. I'm going a bit squeaky when I speak like this.
I'm going a bit
squeaky. I'm doing my Robin Cook voice again.
Robin Johnson.
Robin Cook is now turning in his grave.
He's actually spinning, I think.
Spinning in his grave, yes.
Yes, he's actually spinning.
Yes.
Round and round.
Maybe my voice is breaking again. I never knew he could do that.
I did.
You did. You would.
You're very funny.
Am I?
You are.
So I'm just inspecting an ulcer on my tongue.
I'm sure Booville really wanted to know that.
It hurts.
Aww.
Booville, look at this. There's an ulcer not on the end of my tongue, and it hurts. Every time it gets past my teeth, it hurts.
Stop it.
Stop it?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry.
I'll go and buy you some Bonjela a bit later, baby boy.
Okay? Oh, thank you.
He's just thinking, yummy, Bonjela, it tastes nice.
I'm thinking, I wonder if they'd still do rinsed adult gel, because I just preferred that.
I wonder if they still do.
Because it really numbs it, whereas Bonjela just stings and then it hurts again.
All right, I won't buy you any Bonjela then, you fussy old so-and-so.
Do you know what they could do is, I was getting such a mess with Bonjela, they could really do with doing like little sticking plastery things with Bonjela on them.
Do with you not being such a baby.
A baby? Me?
Yeah.
Never.
A baby. Because you said, oh, if they just rang the bells like this every week, I'd be fine. And I actually said to Robert before he booed, I just said, no, you'd find something else to grumble about. And he went, oh, yeah. It's true.
I don't want people to think that I'm a grumbly person.
No, they just know you
they
are.
They just... I'm very contented.
In a Victor Meldrew sort of way.
I don't believe it!
Wikipedia is your friend if you don't know what we're talking about.
Yes. Americans, Canadians, Caribbeans, others.
Yeah. It was a series called One Foot in the Grave.
Yeah.
He didn't really actually just stand there with one foot in a grave. Don't worry, it wasn't that weird.
That would have made it interesting.
No, that would have made it very boring.
It also would have meant that he would have had to have been on his knee because, you know, graves are quite deep, so one foot would have been quite a long way down.
Or he could have sort of sat on the floor.
He could have done with one foot in the grave.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it could have been just about this foot dangling there.
I think there wouldn't have been much mileage in a series, really.
Yeah.
I think as it was, the programme they did was a lot funnier. Yeah. Where he was just retired.
Yeah. And then killed off.
He was killed off eventually, yeah, but only at the end of the series.
And they played End of the Line at the end of it.
Did they?
They did. We're going to the end of the line. Dum 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 dum. etc. Sorry, my voice isn't quite warmed up, ladies and gentlemen.
That's funny.
Just listen to the Bills, everyone.
Yeah, that's probably for the best. Booville, I hope you don't get the idea that I don't love this man, because with all his grumbliness and everything, I actually do.
She's very strange. I don't know why she does, really.
But if I didn't tease him, what on earth would we talk about?
Well, I know, it's true. Life be boring.
Yeah.
You know, talking on a Sunday morning is fast becoming a series.
Yeah, what can we call it?
Talking on a Sunday morning. I'm good at...
Easy like Sunday morning, yeah, yeah.
How do you write that?
Oh,
E-E-E-E-A-A-A-S-S-S-Y-Y-Y-Y-O-N. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
I was actually trying to spin out this boo long enough that Fee's really annoying alarm comes back on again, so that then she can say, oh, there's something for you to be grumbly about, but I don't think we're going to get that far.
So now you're grumbling because the alarm hasn't gone off.
I'm grumbling because it hasn't gone off, yeah, absolutely.
That was the grumbling. Or was that your tummy?
Grumble, 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 grumble.
Because your tummy does funny noises.
Mm.
Yeah, one day you should do a Robert's tummy boo.
Yeah, we should do. Right, I think we've had enough of all this, really.
You think so?
I think maybe so. So, happy 10th of November to you all.
Yes.
And
I hope you enjoy isn't the correct word, really, is it? But benefit from.
And that others benefit from. But it's not really about self-benefit either. But
well, you find remembrance services to... I don't know. How would you say it? To be
suitably dignified
and respectful. Yeah, there we go.